No. No ghosts have bothered me yet, fortunately. And I guess the graveyard's residents don't really mind me running my little business here after all. But we only opened a few weeks ago, so in case any do decide to visit, I'll make sure to tell you all about it. And here you go, your 6 ounces of white tea leaves. Remember to cool the water for 5 to 8 minutes after boiling before putting the tea leaves into the cup. And thank you for your visit at the Mortem's Black Cat Cafe. Oh, and here's an extra gift for the road, and have a safe journey. Hello and welcome to Mortem's Black Cat Cafe. How can I... Oh my god, is that... Oh, holy shit! Holy shit, it is you! Ah, oh, come here! Oh. Oh my goodness, hi, I guess. Long time no see. Oh, jeez, where do I even begin? Oh, it's been so long. Oh, wait, you still haven't left your family home then, I take it. Although I probably shouldn't be one to talk, since, I'm finally back here myself, after all those years. After... I mean, what about you? Doing good, I hope? Oh my goodness, you have definitely matured, that is for sure. Oh, that's so good. That is wonderful to hear. How about we sit down? We have so much catching up to do. Go ahead and find a spot and I'll come join you in a minute, okay? It shouldn't be too hard, I hope, considering there's not a single living soul here. All right, I'm just going to make us some tea, so be a dear and make yourself at home, would you? Huh? Oh, you like the name of the shop? Mortem's Black Cat Cafe. Yeah, I named it after this little guy here. I mean, everyone loves cat cafes after all, so I figured calling it after him was a good idea. I mean, his real name is Mortem, but everyone just calls him Morty or just Maury. It's the same thing for him. Here we go. Oh my goodness, there is just so much I want to tell you. I don't even know where to start. Okay, so the first few weeks after I left were, they were pretty hard, to be honest. I mean, you know, the whole being on your own shenanigans. Remember to eat, remember to sleep, hygiene, exercise, and there was just so much, and it was honestly a little overwhelming at the start. But once I got the hang of it, living in the capital did come with its benefits, too. There were restaurants and boutiques just scattered around every corner. I mean, did you know that they even had trains there? Trams just patrolling the inner roads and an underground subway to take you from one end of the city to the other in what felt like mere seconds. It's not like here where if you miss your bus, then you gotta wait an hour to catch the next one. I mean, that is, if it doesn't break down on the splintered roads, just sprinkled with potholes on its way. Then of course, there was the classic city nightlife. I'm telling you, it was just like in those movies we watched. Just partying and the drinking and the dancing and the... So after a whole weekend of recovering from that, I was back to work being a barista in a cute little coffee shop in the middle of it all. I know. What a shocker. The girl who drank 4 cups of cappuccino daily, whether it was, next to you in the classroom or when we were walking in the park or hanging out in some bar. Oh, yeah. No one saw that coming, I bet. Okay, but in all seriousness, I looked good in that barista outfit. Oh, why did I come back? I came back because I wanted to start my own cafe. Besides, after a few years of living in the big city, once fun and loud sounds of people partying and cheering on the streets just become dull and annoying at some point, honestly. Or maybe I'm just not really into big crowds after all. Hey, so what if I started my cafe next to some old graveyard? I mean, sure, it's a little unconventional, but not like it really matters, right? Plus, it was really cheap, too. And on a side note, you have no idea how many people ask me if this place is haunted. I mean, just couldn't you imagine? Boo, spooky ghost tea. It's crazy, right? Yeah, it's haunted. Well, sort of. Please, no, just hold on. Just let me try to explain. But actually, I don't even know how to just I don't know how to express this without sounding absolutely insane. So, just try to bear with me a little bit, okay? Okay, so yes, it is haunted. These poor souls didn't just wander in here by chance out of nowhere, though. I mean, I actually invited them to this place. I mean, I could show you what it's like, what they're like. Here, just take my hand and I promise you will understand everything in a moment, okay? Great. All right, come this way. This part of the building we're currently in is only meant for my regular customers. The other guests are awaiting us on the other side, behind the black and white veil. Here we are, a whole different world shrouded behind such a thin piece of cloth. It's almost poetic, wouldn't you say? Oh, you appear to be quite speechless. That's honestly understandable. When I first discovered a way to access the spirit's realm, it goes without saying that I too was astounded like you are now. In my time away, I've managed to dust up some old books, and I can see by the look on your face that you already know where this is going. But either way, did you know that the key to humanity's most treasured secret was tea? I mean, it sounds like a joke, I know, but you see it with your own eyes. This is real. We're standing here, surrounded by 20, 30, I mean, heck, maybe even 40 transparent silhouettes and visages of mostly elderly folks seeking respite in their restless hours. There is but one flaw in this method, however. Communication with these souls is a little difficult for the time being. I do not know if they cannot see us or simply just don't care to interact with the living anymore. The only time that they seem to acknowledge my existence is when I serve them the specially brewed black ginseng tea. And even then, talking with them was, well, fruitless. What? Why? Why do I do this? You mean serve tea to the dead? I don't know. I just hope that despite them not being too keen on talking, that at least I'm able to bring them a bit of solace, you know? At least it does for me. Ah, dang it. You know me all too well. Okay. There is another reason. I don't know if you've figured it out already by now, but the truth is, I wasn't feeling homesick, or tired of the noise, or any of that. No, living in the capital was kind of great for me, actually. But there is one thing. One feeling I couldn't shake off my back. I don't know, call it unfinished business or whatever you want. I just had to come back. I had to find a way to say goodbye. Something I really thought was impossible until now. No, I know we said goodbye and hugged it out, and I did miss you. I missed you a lot, but no, I wasn't referring to you. I wanted to bid someone farewell who I so cruelly never got to have the chance to before our departure. I'd never got to give a final bon voyage to my mom and pop. I mean, I used to come here just hoping to find them magically sitting at the table, just waiting for me, you know? Until I realized that that's just never gonna happen. At first, I was saddened, determined, and ultimately foolish. And I say this not to bring pity or remorse upon myself. On the contrary, actually. I mean, I pity those who come to this place. Because at one point, I understood that they wouldn't come not because, you know, of hate or spite, but because they just... Ma and Pop didn't... They didn't want me to cling to the past. They didn't want me to be stuck and unable to move forward. These lost souls that come here are exactly that. Unable to let go of the living world, desperately hoping to stay in between. So I stay here too, to help them, to show them that the past is the past, and what happened cannot be undone. To guide them forward, but to not forget the past. And the tea serves as a reminder of that. To remember the past, but not to live in it. To drink it and enjoy it while it lasts, and not dwell on whether it's half full or half empty. Oh, look at that. It's gotten quite late, hasn't it? Honestly, I should be closing for today. Well, you know where to find me, so if you want to do something, you know, like the old days, you can just hit me up, okay? Yeah, I think I'd really enjoy that. All right, come on, let's step back through the veil. Oh, and I almost forgot. Thank you for your visit to the Mortem's Black Cat Cafe. Here's an extra gift for the road, and hey, do have a safe journey, okay?